Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
From the south side of Chicago, this is Opening Day at Guaranteed Rate Field on the proud new home of the Chicago White Sox, 720 WGN.
We're live from the Cork and Carry at the park, your go-to spot for ice-cold Goose Island beer before and after every game. Steve Bertrand here on the Wintrust Business Lunch. Welcome to Thursday afternoon, a very special Thursday afternoon as the White Sox open up against the Detroit Tigers here on the south side. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we will talk to Scott Steven. He's the Chief Growth Officer at Guaranteed Rate, talking about a pretty cool program for young people in the city and in the suburbs to have a chance to sort of, well, they're already shining, already doing very well in their community, and they can be rewarded with a day at the park. Also, in the second half hour, we'll talk charities as well. I want to start, though, by saying hello to Brooks Boyer, the Senior VP of Sales and Marketing for the Chicago White Sox. Brooks, welcome to the Wintrust Business Lunch.
Always great to be on WGN Radio, the home of the Chicago White Sox.
I feel like you should be welcoming me here. I'm sitting in your shadow. So I want to talk just a little bit about the mood of the day. You guys have been working on this, obviously, for a long time. I used to do a little bit more in sports. One of my favorite things was to be at a venue early in the day, hours before a game, and then you could sort of just watch the excitement, watch the sort of organism grow as you got closer to the first pitch, or in my case, it was kickoff with the Bears. Tell me a little bit about seeing all that today.
Well, it's no doubt. Obviously, we've been watching the weather for a number of weeks to see what we felt like today would look like. And, you know, although a little chilly, it's a great day to feel the wave of enthusiasm. I was just out in our parking lots, and obviously there's a lot of excitement for baseball in Chicago. And, yes, everything comes together. Yeah, this is a big event, and it's like planning a wedding over the course of the off season to get to opening day, but then understanding, you know, we're lucky enough to be part of 80 other ones right after it. So it is great. There's a lot of excitement around the ballpark. There's a lot of energy, and you can just feel that energy building over the course of time as we get closer to first pitch.
It's nice. I mean, I got here at the Cork and Carry about 9:30 this morning. It was very quiet, and well, you can hear behind me, it's not quiet now as we get close. Tell me about the other 80, right? So you're building a marketing campaign for this team that is built on promise, I think, for the future of the team a lot. How is it that you create a campaign to attract people into the seats and to listen to the radio and watch TV?
Well, interestingly enough, a lot of the campaign is built around what comes from our fans and what resonates with fans that typically comes from the clubhouse. You know, certainly, you know, you look at what the team looks like, what the team feels like, and right now there's a lot of energy and a lot of excitement around the process that we're going through, and the fact that Ricky's boys don't quit, and that is something that our fans appreciate and they hold on to because they can identify with the mentality of building something from the foundation up, and that's what we're doing. So from a marketing perspective, people want to come out and they want to see home runs and fast pitches and guys run the bases quickly, but they also want to have a great experience, and that's something that we pride ourselves on because we know we can't control what happens between those lines when a round ball and a round bat are thrown out there with grown men, but we can control the experience that people have around them, and our ballpark experience is something we're very proud of.
Well, here's a backwards question maybe, but what impact, or is there any impact that a marketing campaign like Ricky's Boys Don't Quit or Good Guys Wear Black, I mean, does that cross over and go into the dugout and the clubhouse at all? I mean, do your marketing campaigns have an impact on the team?
Well, hopefully what has an impact on the team is the participation of the fans. I mean, nothing starts a marketing campaign or nothing starts a marketing plan with a great product. And as our fans see, there are pieces that are on our club now that it's the beginning of a terrific product. Absolutely, our guys in the days of social media now, everybody knows what's going on. Guys in the clubhouse know what's going on. They know what's being said. And that's why, you know, at least in our opinion, it's important that, you know, a lot of what we put out into the public comes out of the clubhouse or comes from the public. Otherwise, it's not authentic. And
well, I was going to say, so
we pride ourselves on this being authentic.
I was going to say, a different word is genuine, right? It's got to be genuine
right.
to work.
Yeah, very, very good word.
Do you divide up your marketing campaign, your advertising, to maintaining the existing fandom and then growing new fans? And I guess my question is there a difference there, or is it one message that appeals to both?
Yeah,
that's
well,
kind of
a,
an awkward question.
But you get concentric circles that you're talking about. Our core fans sit right in the middle, and obviously we want to be able to be in a position, understanding our business model, that revenue generated net of operations goes out onto the field. And the further we can grow those concentric circles and hopefully push more people towards the middle, the better opportunity we have of generating the revenue that can put a team out on the field that competes on an annual basis. And that's I think I just summed up our business plan in 30 seconds there. And growing more fans is important. Growing the next generation of fans. That's why we do things like Family Sundays and our kids club and our rookie clubs. We want that next generation of fan to go up and to grow up wearing a Sox cap, wearing a Sox jersey.
It's an interesting or different dynamic with our situation, our relationship too, right? I mean, here the White Sox on WGN Radio. WGN has been a longtime baseball station, so there is a core of listeners out there who know and love baseball. I would imagine that's an opportunity for the White Sox as well.
No doubt. And we're so proud to be partnered with WGN. And when we went through the process after WLS's bankruptcy of seeking a new partner, WGN was always at the top of our list because you guys understand baseball. You've
right.
done it. And you are going to be reaching some fans that we may not be able to reach. So as we're hoping to grow ratings and get people interested in our product and listen to the games or watch the games before they ultimately attend the games, it's something that's important to us to partner with somebody who has that brand stability in Chicago and understands baseball. You ask anybody in Chicago, and WGN was their sound of baseball growing up.
Brooks, I got to tell you, I used to come to a lot more Sox games when I was younger than I have recently, but it's great to be back here and just the feel of it, the walk around Bridgeport this morning and get ready for baseball. I can't wait. Thanks very much for joining us. Listen, I hope you have a great 2018 because Ricky's boys don't quit, Brooks.
Amen. And would you remind all those people over there that the game actually starts at 3 o'clock? Come on over.
I'll start shooing them over in a couple of hours. We'll talk again.
All right. Thanks. Go Sox. Appreciate it.
You bet. It's the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN.
Back to the fun of the home opener. Baseball is back in Chicago on the home of the Chicago White Sox, 720 WGN.
You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch. Here we are on 720 WGN at the Cork and Carry on this opening day on the south side. The Cork and Carry is right at 33rd and Princeton, almost at the footprint of the old Comiskey Park. Just across that park now is Guaranteed Rate Field. Scott Stephen is on the phone line. He is the Chief Growth Officer at Guaranteed Rate and joins us now. Scott, welcome to the Business Lunch.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, we're talking a lot about partnerships. Brooks Boyer was just on the phone, and WGN and the White Sox are starting a new partnership this season, Guaranteed Rate and the Sox. Is this year two or three? How long have you two been together?
This is year two, and you'll love Brooks. I saw him this morning. You should have a good time with him. He's a good man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But tell me about partnerships when it comes to business. I want to talk a little bit about your program with kids coming up. But explain for me the value that you bring the White Sox and that the White Sox and the name of the ballpark brings to Guaranteed Rate.
Well, first of all, the partnership itself, it came together because we're like-minded. You know, we care about our communities. We care about our employees. We're very passionate about what we do. And we both grew up in the Chicago area. Victor Cirelli was the CEO of Guaranteed Rate, and he and Jerry Reinsdorf hit it off right away, and we moved forward towards a contract. So what does that bring? What do we bring like-minded ideas to the White Sox. They bring us national exposure. There's not too many companies that can have their name on a stadium. We happen to be one that can, and it just verifies our stability, our success, and our intention to be the number one lender in the country.
It certainly gets your name out there, and it will only grow as the team continues to get better. Tell me about this Guaranteed Impact program. Sounds like a cool opportunity for kids. I guess a reward for kids, but an opportunity for adults to reward kids who have been doing good.
Yeah, it is. It's a super cool program. It's also in its second year, and it's in Guaranteed Rate in partnership with the White Sox. We are honoring kids or the youth ages 8 to 18 that are making a significant difference in their community.
So, like, what sorts of things are they doing?
Like a young girl, 8 years old, had a lemonade stand, and that was all the proceeds went to people in her neighborhood who were in dire need. Another young man did an anti-bullying campaign. Another kid did, he created a soccer team for the special needs kids. So yeah, anything that's really just making an impact on the community and building their substance as a human being.
I know those are some of the winners from last year, and this year people want to nominate people, kids. How do they do that?
Yeah, there'll be 10 winners this year. If you want to nominate, you can nominate kids. Adults can nominate kids from April 5th through June 30th, and they can go to rate.com/impact. Again, it's rate.com/impact.
And it's not just a pat on the back again, right? A nice day at the ballpark for the kids.
Oh, they get what they win is fantastic. They win a suite for themselves and 15 of their friends and family, fully stocked food, beverages. And then they get a shout-out. They get a shout-out from the announcers, and they get presented on the video board.
That's very cool. Scott Steven is the Chief Growth Officer at Guaranteed Rate. Now, is this for kids just in the city or the suburbs? I mean, is there a geographic limit?
No. I mean, all Chicagoland area. You know, adult has to just nominate. And again, rate.com/impact, and you know, the best will win.
When do people find out the winners?
It's throughout the year, so you can nominate throughout the year. And then there's a home stand that we offer the suite. That's
great.
The White Sox offer the suite.
Scott, it's great to talk to you. I imagine, are you over at the park already?
No, I was this morning, and I will be this afternoon into the evening. So we're hoping for a little better weather and a win.
You know what? It's always sunny when there's baseball in action. Scott Steven.
Right?
We'll talk again soon. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN. To the Wintrust Business Lunch on this Thursday afternoon, just ahead of the White Sox home opener. We're at the Cork and Carry. A little bit later, I think we're going to get a chance to say hello to Bill Guidy, who is the manager of Cork and Carry at the park. Brian Noonan is standing about 3 feet, but it's hard to see you, Brian, because you're in your element.
I am. This is, everybody in here is dressed like me. We're all in black. You know the old slogan, good guys wear black. You
yeah.
remember that, Steve.
Well, you're a good guy. I know that.
Well, I try my best. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about the neighborhood, the feeling about, you know, you've been watching this team a lot longer than I have.
I have been, and it's funny, my dad used to be principal of Healy Elementary, which is only a couple blocks away from Sox Park. So we used to come back to the old Comiskey back in the day, and I remember he had a teacher who was a bullpen catcher. So we would come, and this guy would bring up a paper bag full of baseballs in the middle of the innings and give it to us. It was great. So I've always enjoyed this team, and, you know, back when they were on Channel 44 and you had to try to put a coat hanger in your black and white TV to catch the game. It was very exciting.
WSNS.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I used to come down in college. I had season tickets, so we'd come down, you know, for about 20 games a summer.
Okay.
And, you know, you park in the neighborhood and walk down. So it's a great feel. I love opening day. Very excited about all of this.
And it is exciting, too, just as a neighborhood. Once the, you know, the Sox opened the restaurant and everything over at the park, and now some more bars are coming into the area. So you do get a community community feel. And it's also great with the tailgates. If you walk through the parking lots now, I got here a little after 11 o'clock when the lots opened. People were setting up tents. It's a great feel. And there's excitement in the air because good things may not happen this year, but we see good things coming.
That's a great feeling when you can understand that it's not going to be a good season and still enjoy it because something as good is coming.
Well, people on the north side had it a few years ago. You know it's coming. And if you're patient and smart, you go, all right, I'm watching what's happening. I see the evolution of this team, and it's going to be an exciting few years.
Hey, one of the other things, since I got you here, you know, we talk about Steve Bertrand Travel, partners with WGN.
I talk about it all the time.
Why do you talk about it?
Because we're going to England in October. It's very exciting. And I just found out a couple weeks ago when I was talking to you, our trips are going to overlap. So I'm hosting a trip to England, England's Treasures, October 11th through the 20th, through Steve Bertrand Travel. Go to Steve at Steve Bertrand Travel. You have the number. I do not. But I found out that the first day of my tour is the last day of your tour, so we're going to be able to intermingle our groups.
Well, here's the thing. So I'm bringing a group, and we're going to do Oxford, Stratford-upon-Avon, Bath,
Stonehenge,
the Cotswolds, which is a really cool area. Yeah. So then we added a second one because mine sold out, and they're overlapping. So we're actually in a London hotel for two nights together.
That could be very, very dangerous. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, the trips are great. People have so much fun. I'm glad that you are able to lead one.
I am, too. It's. I haven't been to England, and I'm looking at the itinerary, and as you mentioned, some of the great spots and all the things, and the breakfast included every day, and we've got four-star meals and four-star hotels through the whole trip, and a guided, you know, an actual guide who knows England, so it's not like, hey, Brian, here's a tour book, read to the people.
No.
There's people who will actually tell us legitimate information.
You're a smart guy, but I wouldn't trust you with that.
No, I wouldn't trust me with that. What are you, crazy?
And you're going to Windsor Castle.
Yes.
I don't think you're having dinner there, but if you are and the Queen is eating too, don't watch her, okay?
Listen, I've been talking to Megan a lot. Mm-hmm. And she'll be home from the honeymoon after that.
Right.
And, we have a little showbiz connection.
You know, I do want to try to hook this up. There's a former intern named Steve Prime WGN from the early 90s, maybe, who's now a member of Parliament.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's a friend.
So that would be fun.
I know, so maybe we could get him to join us anyway. Okay, so SteveBertrandTravel.com. The info is at WGNRadio.com as well. Or just call me, 847-606-6065. I'll see you in England.
Yes, I will see you in England.
Let's talk a little bit more about ticket sales and the White Sox. Jim Miltis is on a phone line. He's the VP of Sales and Service for the White Sox. Jim, welcome to the Wintrust Business Lunch.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You know, it's all about ticket sales, right? And so there are a variety of things to do. We're just talking about Brian Noonan about, you know, the beauty of the neighborhood, the restaurants and all of that, the ballpark. And the team is on the rise. So it's up to guys like you to get that word out, right, and get people in the seats. How's that going?
It's going real well. That's an outstanding offseason we had in sales, and everything's been clicking the right way. And we're helping fill the park so the White Sox fans can get out and cheer us on.
What sorts of special programs do you have cooked up this year?
Well, this whole offseason, we've restructured our game plans, which range anywhere from 10 games, 20 games, to 40, all the way up to 81. Something different we've done this year is created a 10-game plan. We've got a different product for every single fan that's out there, whether they want to come out to a game with a group of people in a suite or just sit in the stands or sit in the bleachers one game. We've got a variety of options available to the White Sox fans out there, whether they're using them for business, client entertaining, employer rewards, or just coming out with their son or daughter. We've got options, that's for sure.
Jim, I had season tickets in 1983, and I think, I might be wrong, but I think that was the first year that the White Sox had the designated sitter plan. So it was like 20 games. And it worked well for me, and I would imagine those are the sorts of things that you're looking for younger people or families to just pick a few games that they can go to and enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got our game plans. We've got flexible payment options, but the packages also start at $83 and work their way up, depending on where you want to sit. And you can also, if you have a 20 game plan like yourself, you can. If you can't make a couple games, we let you exchange games. So we're real flexible and make it right for the fan and make it fit for the fan, because that's what's most important for us, for sure.
I know that this is a real family park to a family outing. You guys have family Sundays, right?
Yeah, we have the family Sundays. You know, we have tickets range, all the different ranges, but we have the $5 ticket, you know, $10 for parking, and then the kids run the bases, which I think is the most important piece. It's pretty cool to, you know, bring your kids down to a game on a Sunday afternoon, and then at the end of the game, let the kids get on the field, run the bases. It's just a moment that your children will never forget, for sure.
Jim Wiltis is the VP of Sales and Service for the Sox. All right, how do people find information about those different ticket plans?
Pretty simple. Just go to whitesox.com or call us at 312-674-1000. And today's game is going to be great. Excited. It's going to be 80 degrees on the field. Just so
I bet it is. It's 80 degrees in your heart. All right, Jim, have a great season.
All right, thanks, guys. See ya.
You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN.
Forget the weather. Summer starts today. Baseball returns to the South Side on the flagship home of the Chicago White Sox, 720 WGN.
And you're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch. We're live from the Cork and Carry at the park. Go to your go-to spot for ice-cold Goose Island beer before and after every game. Let's talk Cork and Carry a little bit. The owner is here, Bill Guidy. Well, thank you very much. I love the spot and great hospitality today. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here, guys.
Tell me a little bit about this place and how it relates to the place downtown Western, right? I've been down...
Yes, we've been, this year we're celebrating our 30th year in Beverly, and this is our ninth baseball season here in Bridgeport.
And this place, I imagine by being at this perch and watching what's going on at the ballpark, you can sort of gauge the varieties of enthusiasm, and you must see things on the rise.
Absolutely. This is, I was just talking to one of the engineers here, and the energy here, I think it has a lot to do with WGN, but the energy this year has been fantastic from, you know, from the rebuild till now. You know, it's palpable. It's definitely in the air.
Well, this is a business show, so tell me a little bit about running a couple of establishments, one sort of adjacent to a venue like a ballpark, and then the other one, I don't want to say this one's not year-round, but I would imagine the way the clientele comes in and out is different here versus down in Beverly.
Absolutely. This location is definitely a seasonal location. It's a little neighborhood pub during the off-season. But then we'd like to, you know, associate ourselves with the White Sox fans for this next six months.
Right. So, nice menu here. I know Goose Island was in here earlier, but I was surprised when you handed me a bowl of donut holes. Well, what's that about?
No, we just wanted to put out a little continental breakfast this morning, a little hospitality for the kickoff of the season.
Yeah, that was nice.
You looked like you needed a little...
Who doesn't? Bill Guidy, the owner of Cork and Carry and Cork and Carry Park. Thanks for coming by, and really thanks awesome. For having us. Great
Thank
time.
You so much.
It's the Wintrust Business Lunch. On the phone line now is Christine O'Reilly. She's a Community Relations VP for the White Sox. Christine, welcome to the Business Lunch.
Hi, Steve. Nice to be with you.
We talk a lot about businesses doing well and how doing well for others helps the business itself. I don't want to say just the bottom line, but maybe the corporate culture and all of that. That's certainly true when it comes to professional sporting teams, Major League Baseball teams. Tell me about what you do with the White Sox to reach out to the community and how that benefits the ball team.
Yeah, Steve, you know, the opportunity to create different types of programs and events where fans can feel more a part of the team and participate in things while supporting White Sox charities, we feel is just a win-win for everyone. You know, the team works so hard to try to be champions on the field, and we're just so committed to being champions in the community as well. And, you know, in terms of the bottom line, I think what having a very robust community outreach agenda like the White Sox has, I think that what that does for our fans is it really kindles that pride and passion that our fans have for the organization. It just makes them feel good to know that they're supporting an organization that, you know, really cares and really tries to give back.
It's kind of an interesting thing, right? Because if you're a baseball fan, you care about what goes on between the lines on the baseball field. But also, if you identify with the baseball team, you want to identify them with them sort of all together, not just on the field, but what they mean to the city where they play.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Steve. I think anecdotally, what I can share with you is, you know, it's going on 10 years now. 10 years ago, we decided that we were going to try to create, offer an opportunity for fans to sign up to serve, do volunteer and service projects with us in the community. And we call it the White Sox Volunteer Corps. And we launched the Corps in January of 2009. And 2 weeks after we issued the press release announcing the Corps, we had over 1,600 Volunteer Corps members. And to date, we've had more than 4,000. So I think that speaks exactly to what you're saying in terms of fans. You know, what an opportunity for fans to really feel a stronger, deeper connection to the side of the White Sox that is really about doing good and really making Chicago a better place to live, work, and play. And so we continue the Corps to this day. People can go to WhiteSox.com and sign up for the Volunteer Corps. In fact, we have a huge Volunteer Corps event that we're already setting up for May, the first weekend in May, where we're going to have in excess of 200 people rolling up their sleeves and doing some great work at a social service center.
I love that. I would imagine you're not the only team. I mean, are there other teams that do that as well?
A couple other teams actually have followed the White Sox model and have rolled out their own volunteer corps. But we pride ourselves on being one of the first in baseball to do it. In fact, we received the Commissioner's Award for Philanthropic Excellence based on our volunteer corps submission a few years ago. So we're pretty proud of, you know, we kind of, you know, rolled it out there, but I think the pride comes from the great response we've had from our fans, and the fact that we've been able to sustain it now for going into our 10th season, I think speaks volumes about who those White Sox fans are.
You should be proud, and you know, that goes back to just exactly what we started talking about at the beginning, about fans who want to wear their team's colors.
Yeah.
I mean, that's very much an important part of wearing your team's colors when you're out there representing.
Yeah, I think, you know, and I think that we're so fortunate because the clubhouse gets it too. You know, Ricky Renteria has said when you put on that jersey, the fact that the Chicago is represented on our jerseys means a lot. And our players get that, and they are true partners with us when we go out to these service events, when we make appearances in the community. It's been a very, very light lift for us to get guys to come out and want to represent the team in, like I said, beyond the diamond.
That sounds great. Christine O'Reilly, thanks for taking time out. I know it's a busy day. I'm glad you could join us today.
Steve, I just want to tell people if they go to WhiteSoxCharities.org or WhiteSox.com, they can find lots of ways that they can join us and serve with us and be a part of that community work that we're doing.
I love that. Let's talk again when you got an event coming up.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. Enjoy the day. Happy opening day.
Happy opening day. It's the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN.